What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and the big moron in the other room. All-timer from you there, Jack.
Just be a pro one time.
Yeah, one time.
Oh, my goodness.
It's schedule release day for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're going through the schedule, trying to tell you what we think is going to happen. We want to know what you think is going to happen. 215-592-9494. So far, we're at the bye week. We have the first eight games down. Ike has him at 7-1. Jack has him at 5-3. I have him at 4-4. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the Cowboys game week one a must win? Is the Twitter question, Ike.
How are their responses?
Is the Cowboys... Well, let me tell you. Well, what do you think the response is so far on the poll? Is the Cowboys game week one a must win?
Yeah, I would imagine, yes.
Yeah? What do you think the percentage is at?
75?
It's 72.3.
There you go.
Is must win.
Saying yes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was nice to see some serious voters.
Yeah.
I know some people mock the whole must win thing, but that's a big spot.
Well, so before we get to the third quarter of the schedule there, I remember last year, the big swing game for you in terms of what the record was going to be was actually the Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. I think you were bouncing around between 11, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
When we look at those first eight
12
games.
12 or 13.
Was it?
I was bouncing 12 or 13. I went with 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you look at those first eight games, is there one in there that you look at that sort of appears to be the
swing game?
A swing game, one that you gave them a win, but maybe it's not a win, or is there something? It doesn't have to be, but I remember you talking a lot about the Green Bay game last year.
No, I don't. The one for me, and we'll get to it, is for me this year is the Buffalo game.
Yes, much later.
Yeah, that's the swing game for me this year. No, I actually do like early the schedule. And, you know, I was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek about Kansas City, but I'm in part being honest about what I think about Kansas City.
From a talent standpoint.
Andy Reid's a great coach.
Yep.
He's one of the five greatest coaches ever. To me, he should be on Mount Rushmore coaching. So is Patrick Mahomes as a quarterback. They still need help around them. They still need talent around them. And that experience and wizardry of those two got them to the Super Bowl. It got them to the Super Bowl, and not by necessarily dominating opponents. They made fewer mistakes, and they made the plays late in games usually to win. And then they ran up against a juggernaut.
Yep.
And I know our defense isn't as good as it was last year. At least right now, we don't know how good the defense is going to be. Hell, at this point last year, we didn't know we had the number one defense in the making.
Yep.
So I'm not going to undersell Coach Fangio too much with his defense, but I also know that was a pretty damn good defense we had last year. I just think the Eagles are just the more talented team than the Kansas City Chiefs. I just do. I think we have them and more at more positions than they have us. If there's 22 starting positions, I would give us the advantage probably in 18 of them.
Right.
Probably in 18 of them, you know. So I like that. And then the Rams, we got them here. So here at 1 o'clock, You know, I feel good about that game because it's early in the season, and the Rams may be a much better team if you catch them later in the season.
That's tough to have those two sort of revenge games for the other teams consecutively in the first 4 weeks for the Eagles. I mean, we talked about it a bit yesterday, and it's intuitive because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but just to think about the fact that the Eagles are the team this year that everyone is gunning
for. Circled on their calendar.
I mean it's a very big difference to be the team that is hunting to the team that is hunted. So all right, we'll get
another
to,
weird thing with the schedule.
Yeah,
no back-to-back home games.
Yeah, I mentioned that up top.
No, did back-to-back, you mention that? Okay,
yeah, no back-to-back home games is really interesting, especially considering it's not like they only had get out of here, Tornado. It's not like the last 6 weeks of the season were all at home last year,
right?
But they didn't have to get on a plane the last 6 weeks
like
of the season.
Last 6-7 weeks, they didn't have to get on a plane.
Yeah, so
hell, they didn't get on a plane for 3 months. It seems
right because the playoffs were all at home.
Yes,
they didn't get. Yeah, they probably didn't get on a plane week 12.
Rams game.
Yeah, and then until the Super Bowl.
Yep. For the Super Bowl.
215-592-9494. What do you think so far, or what do you think after looking at the schedule for the Eagles' record this year? Alan Aston, you're on WIP. What's up, Al?
Spike.
Yeah.
You are pissing me off. Man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to do that on a Hurts day.
I has them 7-1.
Yep.
I don't know who they're going to lose to. Everything depends on health, though. You got to remember that.
Well, it depends on health for everyone. Yeah.
If they're healthy.
But okay, Al, we'll let you finish here. But like, you can do that. But then when I say that the Lions didn't get to the Super Bowl last year because they weren't healthy, everybody poo-poos it and says we would have beat them anyway. So the health thing applies to everybody.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree with you there.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask you a couple questions, though, Spike.
Yep.
And you had them 7-1. I got them going 6-2 the first eight games.
And what are the two you have them losing to?
Possibly. Not definitely.
If it's 6-2, you got to tell me which two games are the losses.
Come on,
just tell
in.
Me which are the losses.
Read me their schedule again. It's Kansas City and then the Rams. I have them beating the Rams here at home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's Dallas, Kansas City, the Rams, Tampa, Denver, the Giants, the Vikings, and the Giants.
Vikings and the Giants. Okay. I might stand corrected. I might agree with Ike.
There it is.
Yeah, people always do. Yeah.
Well, why even have one loss while we're at it?
It could be. But let me ask you something, Ike. I want you to answer me honestly, Spike.
Okay.
You've picked the Eagles, yes or no, when the playoffs started to win the Super Bowl?
I picked them in every game. Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I picked them in every game. The game that I think I was most worried about in the playoffs was the Rams game. I was on the Rams all year. The Rams game is the one I was most worried about.
Why were you so worried about the Rams, though?
Because they were good. And by the way, if you look back at the playoffs, they were the team that gave the Eagles the biggest test and very well could have won that game.
Yeah, they gave the Eagles very tough games. But
yeah.
I think if they stay healthy, the NFL hates the Eagles, first of all, I want to tell you.
They do.
Roger Goodell, I can't stomach. There is no way this team shouldn't have had two home games. They have them not one time all year with back-to-back home games.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm going to ask you another tough question. If the Kansas City Chiefs had won the Super Bowl last year and had the same exact schedule as the Eagles do right now, the first eight games, would you have had the Chiefs going 4-4?
I don't think that there is a. I have no idea. I can't answer that.
Sugar-coated Spike. Give me a yes or no.
I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
The Eagles, you got 4-4, but the Chiefs you got, you don't know.
They're not my Chiefs. I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. What do you want out of me? Like You know. By the way, following up a Super Bowl win is not an easy thing to do. For the most important player on offense, having touched the ball 507 times last year, being the guy they gave the ball to 30 times every game, is not an easy thing to follow up. Losing five important defensive players is not an easy, and replacing them with injured rookies and friggin' bargain bin free agents is not an easy thing to do. These things are not easy. I understand that they are more talented than many of the teams that they play, but they're going to lose games. And if you don't even want to say which game they're going to lose, that's fine. You're a fan. We're all fans. But I'm not paid to sit here and say that they're going to win every game. I'm not going to.
12-5, they're right. 12-5. Where do you have them going at the end of the year?
Well, we'll see. We didn't get to that yet.
tell me you're going to have him 10-6 or
but, but see, here's the thing, Al, and the last thing. Okay, you have him at 12-5. Just commit to the games they're going to. Who are they going to lose to this year? Tell me one game you definitely think they're going to lose to.
They could lose to this.
No, could. They're going to lose five games. There must be at least one that you think they're going to lose.
With the Redskins.
Okay.
Okay. Should be the Giants twice. They're just a clearly better team than the Giants.
Okay.
Are they home against the Vikings?
They're away against the Vikings.
They're away. They could lose that game.
All right. All right, Al. I understand the passion here. I get it. I'm just like, you can't say they're going to go 12-5 and then not say that they're going to lose any game.
And then clam up when the question gets asked.
Well, if they're going to be 12-5, they're going to lose a game, right? They're going to lose at least one game if they're going to go 12-5. All right.
Of course.
Hold on. I'm looking at the other NFC East opponents schedule as well. I got Washington's schedule up here. ESPN has to have this wrong. Washington has, how do they have four straight home games?
Washington does.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And are we all supposed to have eight home games this year?
No, because the Brazil game, yes, we are supposed
to. Right, it's switched this year. Now we got nine road games this year.
Yes, because the Brazil game was a home game.
Yeah, but Washington should have nine road games then, right?
I have no idea. I don't know how many they had last year.
Well, no, it's a conference thing, right? Everybody in the conference has the same amount of road games.
Don't know that rule. I honestly don't know that rule.
Right. They're doing this NFC. I'm not saying right.
I thought it was rotating year to year. I thought you had eight home games one year, then nine home.
But I mean the whole conference.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know.
I think it's the whole conference, right? The AFC and the NFC. All right.
I'm
just looking at Washington's schedule, and they got nine home games instead of eight.
And to the point he was making,
right, Jack?
I don't think Jack's looking it up.
They don't have four straight home games.
So then ESPN has it wrong on there.
Yeah. No, they don't have four.
Okay, so one of them must be a road game.
One of them is probably a road game.
Yeah, they got it wrong.
I also don't think the NFL is favoring the Chiefs over the Eagles. I don't think that's happening.
No.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Eagles schedule release day. You know what, Jack? Why don't you tell everybody about your favorite thing, our favorite thing.
That's right. Yes. Me and you. No screw-ups in this read.
No, of course you're not going to screw that one up.
What a bad job.
Yeah,
cannot,
by you?
Cannot be emphasized
enough. No. Oh, and they'll never know except for everyone on YouTube and the app.
Nope, Donovan Chestbet. So, listen, we're all talking about the Eagles schedule. And if you want to go 17-0 with your appliances, you go to National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes,
obviously.
Absolutely.
And Spike, obviously, he has been going through the process with National Appliance Warehouse, gotten his new house. He feels like he's been barely able to enjoy it because we've been on the road so much. But when he does go home, he sees all of those appliances and he says, wow, what an experience.
And you know, Jackie, that's what you mentioned, the experience. The low pressure, high information, like when we were there, getting all the information on the appliances we were looking at. But then as soon as we decided on it, the delivery, excellent, exactly on time. If we had needed installation, they would have been able to do that. They're there to just make everything low stress.
Well, yeah, and the great part is when you walk in, there's over 100 brands, so it's not like you need to narrow it down to just a couple where you're going to walk in and think, wow, they don't have everything. They have everything. 100 brands, sub-zero to budget, 15,000 square foot showroom, and like Spike said, the experience is great, knowledgeable, friendly staff. You know, we talk about culture with our sports teams. Culture also matters where you work and where you buy things, and National Appliance Warehouse knocks it out of the park with that. And on top of that, you're going to get the best price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Tax-free Delaware. They have stores in Wilmington and Middletown. That helps with the price. And of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, per a real producer, James Seltzer, Ike is right. The NFC and AFC do rotate it for how many home games they have each year.
Yeah, that would be something he cares about.
Yeah. You mean the... 215-593-9494. Yeah, thank you, Jimmy Seltzer. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Ike, I'm mad at you, too, because I would have sworn that you would have had the Eagles going 1-7, and so I lost my bet.
Why would I have them going 1-7?
Has Ike ever had them going 1-7?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I said Spike.
Oh, you said Spike. Like
4-4.
Well, we get that a lot. Yeah. Somebody, it sounds like they say Spike or Ike, but...
It's actually happening more.
It is happening
Have you
more.
Noticed that?
Yes.
It didn't happen for the first, like, 8 or 10 months we were on the air. Okay. Yeah, not 1-7. Well, so I'm ahead of the game at 4-4.
Yes, I'm actually, I shouldn't say that. I'm actually pleased that you have it in 4-4. That was much better than I thought you were going to do.
There you go.
Listen, that Kansas City game. You got to remember, they're playing week one in Brazil. So they're going to come back tired. Half that team is pissed they have to play down there. And second off, I keep hearing revenge. But I sort of remember a team Ike was on getting their butts handed to them in the NFC Championship, and then they opened the link with Tampa, and they played even worse in that game. Thanks, Ike, for ruining my day.
Yeah, but, there you go.
Always take revenge and next season completely, totally as a given the other team's going to get their revenge. So,
But that's sure. That's for sure. Yep. That's definitely true. It's just a bad spot. Revenge on the road, not like it's not a great spot for the Eagles from a situational standpoint.
Yeah, standing alone. But considering, remember how bad we played against Atlanta in week two after coming back from Brazil? I mean, that was
we lost. Yep.
Yeah. It was just to a team we had no business losing to. Now the other thing is, I don't care. If we have Patrick Mahomes, Superman, and Captain America playing for our team, we cannot beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Todd Bowles. Todd plays us like he has the playbook in his hand, and that we smacked his mother around because we just can't beat them. So I know we're losing to them. I'm giving that one a loss. Two of those last three games at the end of the season we're losing because I kind of think that at least one of them isn't going to mean anything. That's why I hate that they put such big games at the end of the season when sometimes those games don't mean anything, and we're going to throw a clunker in there somewhere. I don't know when and how and who.
So you have them go 13-4? Is that what the math is?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. All right. Well, I mean, 13-4 would be pretty impressive the year after winning the Super Bowl and losing as many players as they did.
Who did they really, really lose? I mean, they got 4 to 5 offensive linemen coming back. All the specialty players and offense are still coming back, and we lost defensive line, but it's not like we play four guys all the time. They rotate them.
Kenny.
I just don't think we're – come on.
Kenny.
I mean,
Josh Spike
took a pay cut to play last year, and all of a sudden he has a great second half, and now he's a $30 million a year player.
Kenny, they were carried by their defense last year, and that's where they lost all the players.
Some of the players, not all the players.
They lost their starting cornerback, their starting safety. They lost their starting edge, and then they lost the why do I never remember his name?
Milton Williams,
who was not a starter but played starter snaps.
Well, he got the biggest. He got $100 million in free agency.
N'Kobe Dean's hurt. I'm not saying that they're going to go from the best defense in the league to the 30th best defense in the league, but to say who did they lose, that's not fair.
But you said the second part, so I'll give that to you. Just because they lost people, they're not going to go from one to, the bottom third. They're still above average, and that's still good enough. Now, I'm also excited because I'm going to 5 away games this year, and I'm definitely going to Buffalo because that's just a fun trip. The fact that I wish they could have flipped the Buffalo and Tampa game, though, because I'd much rather do Buffalo in September and Tampa in January. But
absolutely.
So be it. Let's all go up there and freeze our butts off together.
The NFL hates us. All right. Third quarter of the season. We have week 10 at the Green Bay Packers. We have week 11 at home against the Detroit Lions. Week 12 on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. And week 13 at home against the Bears. Mm-hmm. This may shock you, but I have them going 2-2.
You are sickening.
Here's why. Yeah. I have them splitting against the Cowboys, so I have them winning the first week, so I have them losing that Cowboys game.
Yeah.
I have them splitting against the Packers and the Lions, and I have them beating the Bears. So I don't know which of the Packers-Lions game they're going to lose. I think they'll beat the Bears, and so I think they go 2-2, so I have them at 6-6. Jack, next four games of the schedule.
So I have them also going 2-2 in this stretch, but I have them losing at Green Bay, and then I have them losing at home against the Lions. And then they win two straight down.
Two in a row after the bye.
Yeah, listen.
Wow.
I don't know.
There'll be some panic around here if that happens.
Yeah. Would hate to hear that.
Yeah. So you have them at, I have them at 6-6. You have them at 7-5.
Yes.
Okay. Ike, the next four. You have them at 7-1.
Surprisingly, I don't have them going 4-0 in this stretch
here. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Wow.
No. I got them losing at Green Bay.
Okay.
I think that was a tough game Monday night.
Yep.
Up there in Green Bay. Bounce back, come back, take care of business against the Lions Sunday. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
That'll be
America's game. That'll be America's game that day, 4:25. And then I got them going to the Cowboys.
No, Lions is night game. Lions Sunday Night Football.
I'm looking at God, dog it. Okay.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football for the Lions.
Wrong.
Cowboys is a 4 o'clock game.
Okay, had the time wrong on
that
one.
Yep,
all right, so... I got them beating the Lions.
Yep.
Packers is Monday night, right? That's Monday night football.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, so they go Monday night to Sunday night.
Yep.
Then I got them beating the Cowboys in Dallas.
Okay.
And I got them beating the Bears on Friday.
So you have them at this point at 10-2.
10-2.
10-2.
Yep.
Jack has them at 7-5. I have them at 6-6.
Look at this.
What?
The two football guys.
What, me and you?
Yeah. Do you think people agree with us?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Interesting.
I'm certainly getting more heat than you are, even though you're only one game ahead of me. But I think everyone could have predicted that Ike would have them at the best record so far, and I would have them at the worst record so far.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough season for the Eagles.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, the last month is a tough stretch of games.
Yes, absolutely. I can't remember looking at an Eagles schedule. I know the 2023 season, you had that gauntlet of games. I truly can't remember an Eagles schedule where the overall opponent quality was this high. And this isn't a function of the league. This is just a function of bad luck in that they end up playing the NFC North.
They were playing the two best
conferences and or two best divisions rather. And then I think the NFC East should be better than it was last year overall.
I think it will be.
Yeah. I don't know if the Commanders will be quite as good, but I think the Cowboys will be better and the Giants will be better. It's a pretty tough overall as far as games go. Again, you look at it and I find two teams on the schedule that I would bet would have a losing record. The Giants and the Raiders. And I think the Raiders will probably be better. They have Pete Carroll in there. They have at least the Geno Smith in there. So they'll be better. I think they'll still have a losing record. But that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Out of 17 games, there's only three of the games think.
Well, the Cowboys are going 8-9.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about the schedule is there's not a period where it really feels like they can catch their breath. Like there's not
a dead spot in the schedule.
Yeah, it's tough from that. And I think Jeff Kerr put it out that they're the first team in NFL history to face 10+ teams that made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, why?
No one's whining.
Well, I'm just saying. Out facts. I don't care about any of that stuff.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying. Like I don't care. That's not an excuse to me. The schedule is tough. Yeah, when you win games, you make the playoffs. You win the Super Bowl. You get a tough schedule. Why do you think the Chiefs get a tough schedule every year?
Right. Yep.
They get a tough schedule every year.
Absolutely. You got to earn it.
They don't avoid Cincinnati or Buffalo. They got to play those teams every year in the regular season.
So
yeah, this is where we are. Buck up.
Buck up. Well, I'm bucking up, and I have them at 6-6 so far. So we didn't have a true Tuesdays with Elliot, but today is more important, so we're going to have a very special Thursdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next to help break down the Eagles' schedule. I actually haven't seen what he has.
I saw what he had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll see if the worm's worming.
Is he chunked up?
Do you have him at 15-2?
No.
Well, he's been saying, he's been sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth.
He's a tough one to pin down right now.
Yeah,
a tough one to pin down.
215-592-9494. Now that you've seen the schedule, what do you have the Eagles' final record at for the 2025 season? Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.